This is Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
Jesus looks up and calls the man by name. Now, he could have said, you there in the tree, come down. Or, you, chief tax collector, I want you to come down. He could have said, you, shorty, come down here. I want to talk with you. But he didn't. He said, Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, come down. Did you know that you are being called by your name? John, come down. Mary, come down. Mike, come down. Catherine, come down. Are you blocking out the voice of Jesus? Maybe you're saying to yourself, I'll go when I'm in a better place. I'll respond when God has done something for me. I don't think he's calling me. I can't hear him. It's just easier for me not to listen anymore. Hear the words of Scripture, Isaiah 43:1. But now, this is what the Lord says, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine.
Well, today we welcome to the broadcast Jonathan Youssef, the youngest son of Dr. Michael Youssef. Jonathan serves as the International Director for Leading the Way, and he's currently completing his seminary education. Recently, Dr. Youssef invited Jonathan to preach in his stead, and as you'll hear, Jonathan delivered a powerful message. Today, a look at how Jesus called Zacchaeus, how his life was transformed, and how, when you answer God's call on your life, you'll be transformed as well. It's a message Jonathan has called, Come On Down, Zacchaeus. So now to begin, here is Jonathan Youssef.
If you'll open your Bibles to Luke 19, verses 1 through 10, Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, He's gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay them back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. You know, when the Lord led me to preach on this scripture, I read through the verses first, and then I thought, what are other preachers talking about? I feel like there's so much information to be shared from this verse. So I went and looked up some files and listened to a few sermons, and I saw everything covered, almost every topic imaginable, from lost sheep to saved by grace, from how to deal with money to dealing with the outcast. And they were all wonderful sermons. I really enjoyed listening to them. But today I want to present a different sermon topic to you. And this one is on the calling of God in your life, the calling of Jesus. The sermon has 4 points. They all start with the same letter. The Lord's call in Zacchaeus was a special call. Secondly, it was a spurring call. Third, it was a staying call. And lastly, it was a successful call. It was a special call. When Jesus walked by Zacchaeus, he looked up at him in the tree, and he called him by his name. Now, Zacchaeus did not know Jesus personally. He'd only heard of him. In fact, some say that he may not have even known who he was. Zacchaeus just saw this large crowd gathering together, and he thought, oh, I want to see what's going on. Personal opinion, I think that he saw this large group gathering together, and he thought, how can I tax all of those people and get as much money as possible? Nevertheless, Jesus looks up and calls the man by name. Now, he could have said, you there in the tree, come down. Or, you, chief tax collector, I want you to come down. He could have said, you, shorty, come down here. I want to talk with you. But he didn't. He said, Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, come down. Did you know that you are being called by your name? John, come down. Mary, come down. Mike, come down. Catherine, come down. Are you blocking out the voice of Jesus? Maybe you're saying to yourself, I'll go when I'm in a better place. I'll respond when God has done something for me. I don't think he's calling me. I can't hear him. It's just easier for me not to listen anymore. Hear the words of Scripture, Isaiah 43:1. But now, this is what the Lord says, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Psalm 139:1-5. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Now, I cannot answer this call for you. You have to be the one to answer, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I want you. Yes, Lord, I need you. Yes, Lord, I have run and I've hid in the far country. But I see that my ways and the ways of this world do not lead me to happiness or joy. Yes, Lord. Second, Jesus' call was a spurring call. He says, come down immediately. Some translations say, make haste and come down. He didn't say, Zacchaeus, I'll be at your house. You come down when you're good and ready. He didn't say, Zacchaeus, when you have time to compare me with other religions, then you come down and we'll talk. No. He says, come down immediately. Have you ever used the excuse tomorrow? Tomorrow I'll do it. Yeah, there's more time tomorrow. I'll do it then. Whatever I'm supposed to be doing, I'll do it tomorrow. A sinner, when called by the preaching of God's word, replies, tomorrow. He hears a moving sermon, and then he says, I will turn to God soon. Tears roll down his cheek, but they are wiped away. Some goodness appears, but like a cloud in the morning, it's dissipated by the sun of temptation. He says, I solemnly vow from this time to be a reformed man after I have once more indulged in that hidden sin. I will renounce my lusts and decide for God. Hell, they say, is paved with good intentions. Don't pave your own road to hell with good intentions and with tomorrows. Don't pave your own road to hell at all, for God's call is not a call for tomorrow. It is for today. Tomorrow is the only day in Satan's calendar. Tomorrow is a dream. Tomorrow may be too late. Those who toy with God's grace and ignore his call to repentance endanger their own souls. The Sunday School Times carried some interesting thoughts on this subject. They said, if you catch a bird and imprison it in a cage when its migrating instincts are strong, it will flap and beat its wings against the bars, panting in agitation. But when that migratory season passes, you can open the cage and the bird will not fly away. That mysterious pull is gone. Well, the article concluded, there also comes a time when the tug of the Holy Spirit on the human soul passes forever. Don't let it get to that point. When your time on this earth is done and you miss that opportunity, look, this is even a point when people are sharing Christ with others. Are you sharing Christ with a friend and you're not getting to your main point? The gospel invitation is a today-only offer. Today. My watch says today.
Your pulse throbs today. Your heart beats today. Do you feel it inside you crying out? Do you hear the Savior's voice? You have been effectually called. The question is, will you respond like Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus' effectual call, come down immediately. Make haste. Changed this man. Transformed his life forever. Next, he says, come down. Come down, Zacchaeus. Are you up in the branches, looking down on the Lord? Have you set yourself up in a lofty place? Place where you can cast judgment. The Lord says, come down. Do you stand on your good works? The Lord says, come down. Do you stand on your self-sufficiency? The Lord says, come down. Do you stand on your pride at what you have accomplished as a man or a woman? Jesus says, come down. Come down and see your corruption and your wickedness. Let go of these branches in your life that are keeping you from hearing the Savior's call. Stop trusting in the weak branches that are barely holding you up. Come down. A young woman was on her deathbed. Although she led an exemplary life, she was not a Christian. Because of her high ethical and moral standards, she saw no need of being saved. However, she knew her life was nearing its end, so she invited a minister to come and share with her. And the pastor explained the way of salvation by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus, emphasizing the fact that Christ died for the atonement of sins of everyone in the world, including her. Then the pastor urged her to receive this gift, to receive Christ in her life. The young woman responded, "Do you mean to tell me that if I'm going to be saved, I have to come to the Lord on the same terms as anyone else, even the most wicked person in the world?" "That's right," the preacher said. "There's only one way." The young woman thought for a moment and then declared, "Well, if that's the case, I want no part of it." Because of her pride and her unwillingness to come to Christ as a sinner, she passed into eternity to face the judgment of God. She stood high in the branches of her sycamore tree and never came down. She failed to recognize that even good people do not qualify to stand between a holy and just God. Thirdly, the Lord's call is a staying call. "I must stay at your house." Now, the people did not like hearing this. "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner," they murmured. I'm sure some of the disciples thought, Jesus, that guy, no good. Let's come back at night when nobody's looking, and maybe we talk to him then. He's short, people don't like him. Let's just go somewhere. Let's go talk to the good people, you know? This will surely hurt Jesus' reputation, being the guest of a chief tax collector in Jericho. The house of Zacchaeus had probably seen some awful, awful sights. Jesus comes into a house where countless people had stood, where Zacchaeus had been dishonest, where he had caused harm to the helpless, where he had abused the downtrodden. What kind of house do you live in? Has your house been made miserable with drunkenness and alcoholism? Has your house been defiled by impurities? Has your house been defiled with cursing and swearing? A house where you carry on a thought or an action that you would be glad to be rid of? Over 18 million Americans have alcohol problems. More than 9 million children currently live in homes with an alcohol-dependent parent. More than half of all American adults have a family history impacted along the way by alcoholism. In a press release from the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers, divorce lawyers, reported that the most salient factors present in divorce cases today are as follows. 68% 68% of the divorces involved one party meeting a new lover on the internet. 56% involved one party having an obsessive interest in pornographic websites. 47% involved spending excessive time on the computer. 33% involved excessive time spent speaking in chat rooms. Jesus says, I will come into your house. Let your house turn from one where the husband and wife are quarreling to one where both bend their knees in prayer together. A house where the bottle is always open to where the Bible is always open. Our God is a household God. He comes to live with his people. The Lord's message again, I must stay at your house, or I must abide at your house, Zacchaeus. This staying call is not temporary. It stays. Has the Lord called you and you responded only to have that fire in your heart go dim? The Lord is saying to you today, I am still here. I'm still here. Don't forget. If you have not responded to the call, he is saying, I am coming and I will not leave you. Will you open the door? I must stay at your house. This is not a religion that is here with you one moment and gone the next. This is not a fad that is popular for a time and then it passes. This is the staying power of Jesus Christ, who said in John 6:37, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never, never, never drive away. Amen. Revelation 3:20, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me. Fourthly and finally, the Lord's call was a successful call. We see the fruits brought forth from this call on Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus' door was open. His table was set. His heart was generous. His hands were washed. His conscience was unburdened. And his soul was joyful. Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. If I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will give them four times the amount. Zacchaeus went to bed poorer that night and the next morning, but infinitely richer too. Poor in the eyes of man, rich in the eyes of God. Jesus never asked Zacchaeus to give that money back. All he did was come into his house. If you open your door and you allow the Savior to abide with you, you too will change. What is it that you fear? Are you afraid that the Lord will reject you? The Bible says in John 6:39, and this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. Here it is. He's not going to reject you. He cannot lose you. This reminds me of a man we met in Albania, my first international trip with Leading the Way. His name is Frano. Frano grew up in Albania where religion was trying to be canceled out. They were trying to have an atheist state. He had some eye problems, so he went to a hospital in Moscow, and he had some issues over communism that he disagreed with the people there. And so the doctors intentionally blinded this man. While he was sick, suffering from depression, financially broke, blind, and divorced, he heard the call of God through the radio broadcast of Leading the Way. He explained that the program filled him with peace. He could feel the depression melting away, the terrible pessimism diminish. When we arrived with the radio team, they asked him, they said, have you accepted Jesus as your Savior? They knew that he'd been listening to the radio broadcast. He said, no. They said, would you like to do it now? He said, yes. So we stood in a circle and held hands and heard this man pray the sinner's prayer and saw him literally climbing out of his tree, his sycamore tree. He accepted Christ and brought him into his house. His house of pain and heartache, where Jesus came in and transformed this man's life. A year later, that radio team explained to me that Frano had passed away. Instead of feeling sorrow and depression, I rejoiced, because I knew that this man, with all the trials that he had faced, with all the difficulties he had endured, he had answered the call of Jesus the same way Zacchaeus did. And I remember what the Lord said at the end of Luke 19:10. Today, salvation has come to this house. And I know that my brother Frano is in heaven with the Lord. My friend, we come to him because he called us. You feel that calling pulsing in your ears. You cannot stop thinking about it. Hear it resound in your head and in your heart, and invite him in. If you have allowed your light to grow dim, ask him to renew that flame. Hear Jesus call you by name. Come down from your tree. Come down now. Don't wait until tomorrow. He wants to go to your house, and he wants to stay and abide there. He is knocking at the door. Open it and allow him to bless you better than you could ever have imagined.
You're listening to Leading the Way, and a powerful message from Jonathan Youssef, International Director of the Ministry, and Dr. Youssef's son. Now we want to take you to a conversation that Jonathan shared with his brother, Joshua Youssef, who is the Executive Vice President of Leading the Way. These two are talking about the God Save America initiative. That's the prayer movement that Dr. Youssef is leading as we approach Election Day in November. Let's listen.
There's probably a lot of people that don't fully know Dad's story, and the fact that when you imagine growing up in a socialist country that's surrounded by Islamic radicals, and looking to America as sort of the beacon of hope and truth, and I think for him to see the country that he once so looked forward to arriving in, going in the direction that it's going in now, what would that feel like? I wish everyone could understand it that way. And sometimes I think that first-generation immigrants are the only ones that see it that way.
Yeah, I'm sure it is an odd thing to see. I mean, he probably saw America as this missions factory where they were just producing these missionaries and sending them around the world. And then now to come here and see this erosion of principles and morals and diversion away from the direction it was going, I'm sure it would be fairly disappointing, I would think. And as we see churches that are watering down their message and are not faithful to God's word, we're seeing all of this culminate into what can only be described as just, I think, a very dark situation, a dark time. I think we need now more than ever people who are dedicated, determined to pray, to regularly pray for this country, for its leaders, and for a return to godly principles and foundation, the foundation that this country, I believe, was ultimately founded on. This is a great opportunity for us to come together, young, old, and everybody in between, to pray for this country, to pray for our leaders, and to pray that God would indeed give us a reprieve and give us leaders who are in line with his word and in line with what is God's heart, with what is in his mind. And so we just are calling on people. We're asking people, please, join us in this effort. Join us as we pray for this nation. We're asking for 100,000 people here and around the world to pray for this country as we head into a very pivotal election of 2012. Will you join us in this effort? Will you join us as we come together and we pray for this country, we pray for this nation, and pray for our leaders? I hope you will.
To learn how you can join Dr. Youssef and Leading the Way in God Save America, go to our website, leadingtheway.org. Look for the God Save America banner, leadingtheway.org. Thank you so much for joining us today for Leading the Way. Make an appointment to listen again tomorrow, when once again Dr. Michael Youssef passionately proclaims uncompromising truth, right here on Leading the Way.